Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. This is episode 4, From the Frying Pan into the Fire, How Not to Burn Out Being Your Own Boss. Hello, my friend, Deb Boulanger here, and welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate. And if this is your first time with us, welcome. It's great to have you here. After you made this leap to entrepreneurship, it can feel like you are working for the worst boss ever, worse than any boss you left behind in the corporate world. Your new boss has high expectations. You have a to-do list a mile long. It's likely you're skipping lunch, and if you're lucky, you get a potty break now and then. And it can feel like you're working nonstop and not getting very far. So where is this big payoff you promised yourself? You're thinking, I have less time and less money now than when I was working. I had it pretty good in my corporate world, in my corporate job. This is not what I signed up for. And if burnout is one of the reasons why you left or you're thinking of leaving your corporate gig, then watch out. You can rapidly start feeling overwhelmed with your startup and not know which one of the 125 things on your to-do list to start first. And if you happen to be balancing kids, a household, volunteer work, and a spouse, it can feel pretty impossible to see clearly what you really need to do to start the flow of money going in your business. My friend and colleague Joy Shulman, who's the CEO of a company called 99 Walks, calls this to-do debt. It's fun to say, right? To-do debt. It's a term she and her husband and co-CEO Eric created because they're always in debt to their to-do list. And I highly recommend you follow Joyce and her podcast, The Weekly Walk, and get up off your butt every day for 30 minutes and take a walk, and Joyce will keep you company along the way. Okay, so back to your to-do list. We had a conversation about to-do debt in the Launch Lab Mastermind this week, and it's as if we opened up the floodgates of overwhelm. One of our members said, I feel like I don't know what to do first. How much time should I be working on my business? And that's a question I get from a lot of new clients starting the Launch Lab. How much time do I need to be devoting every week to my Launch Lab work and launching my business? Because I can't see clearly what's the most important thing for me to do next. And if you've got a family at home or you have other life events happening, maybe you're moving or you have 3 kids or you're doing house construction or you're dealing with the fallout from the coronavirus, there's a lot on your mind and there's a lot to take care of. So you might be asking, how do I balance my time to launch this new business? And that's a great question. So buckle up, my friend, because we're going to dive into how to make this leap and not burn out because you are your own worst boss ever. So the most important thing for you right now is some crystal clarity on your direction. And that starts with a singular focus and just one goal. And that is to get clients. Without clients, you don't have a business, you're not making any money, and you're burning through your savings, and it doesn't feel good. So are you feeling stressed out now? Burnout's just around the corner. Wait until you have a spouse breathing down your neck asking you, hey baby, how much longer are you going to let this go on? Or your sister says, maybe you should just go back and get a job. Ugh, right? So let's get your business going. What's needed here is focus and discipline. Just like when you're feeling flabby and you start upping your time at the gym, you know the more disciplined you are, the better results you get. And the same is true with your business. The more disciplined you are, the better results that you get. Because let's face it, in the corporate world, you arrived at the office, your calendar was already planned out for you. You knew exactly where to be when. You had your goals and your KPIs laid out for you. You showed up in meetings. You took notes. You knew what your goals were. And so you managed your team and your time accordingly. But now it's you, you, and you. And so you still need to set goals. You still need to have regular staff meetings, even when it's just the three of you around the table. And you still have to discipline your time and your calendar to get stuff done. So how do you do that? So what I recommend is that you set a meeting with yourself. And if you have a virtual assistant that you're working with, that's great. Invite your virtual assistant, your social media person, whoever you're working with right now to get your business launched. And you have a weekly meeting. For me, that's on Mondays. Mondays are my planning days. They're my days that I meet with Kim, my virtual assistant. And it's the day where I set my priorities for the next 2 weeks. I also look at the big picture. So I open up my passion planner, and I love being automated. I love having everything online. I also love the very tactile nature of opening up a paper planner and getting to see the year at a glance, a month at a glance, my week at a glance, and to reflect on what worked well the prior week and what is my focus for this week. And then I start writing things. I don't write my appointments on my calendar. I write my tasks on my calendar for what I want to get done on what day. And that keeps me accountable to me. So one of the things that you can do every Monday or every Friday, whatever you like, or Sunday, some of my clients like to plan on Sundays, you need to make a clear the decks list. And this is a concept from the book, Getting Things Done by David Allen. Clearing the decks is writing down everything that's on your mind, whether it's personal, professional, household related, financial, everything that's on your mind goes on one piece of paper. And then you start bucketing it into personal, professional, things that you need to do for your kids or for the rest of your family, and start prioritizing your lists. And on your business list, your number one goal is the only thing that you're going to focus on this week. And that number one goal may be a big goal, right? So your number one goal might be to get your signature talk done. Your number one goal might be to get clients. Your number one goal might be to get your course completed. So whatever your number one goal is, there are a multiple number of steps that make up you getting to that goal. So you start breaking down the tasks, right? What are all the actions that need to happen in order for you to reach that goal? Who do you need to talk to? Make a list. What content do you need to create? What appointments do you need to set? And what technology do you need? I always forget that piece. You know, I forget that there's a development time to my ideas. I'm an action taker. I'm an achiever. I like to get things done quickly. If I decide I want to hold a webinar, I want to hold that webinar. And I might give my virtual assistant only 5 days notice. And I forget that it takes a day or two to get her, for her to get the page up and running so that we can get the opt-ins and that the emails, confirmation emails go out and the reminder emails go out. So you have to reverse engineer your goal into what are the dependent steps that need to be in place in order for that to happen. You know, when you're doing a webinar, you want to have a high stick rate. So you also want to give them something that they can get accomplished right away. In my case, that's a quiz. People take an assessment before they come to one of my online trainings. So, and also, when are you getting your Launch Lab homework done? If we're working together, you need to block time on your calendar for your Launch Lab homework too. And when do you meet with your crew? You don't get here alone. So block that time on your calendar. And as I said, I love passion planners. You can go to passionplanner.com and get yours. You can get a dateless one and start right away. But they're amazing tools. They're beautiful. They look good. It just makes me feel good to plan my day, my week, my month, and my passion planner. I track my orders in there. It's just really a great tool. So the next step, after you have prioritized and you've done this brain dump and everything goes on your calendar, everything's gone on your to-do list, you've connected with your dependencies, with the people who you need, whether you need to work with your graphic designer or your virtual assistant, everybody is aware of their role in your plan. And by the way, you delegate as much as you can, right? So in more advanced training, I just did a webinar this week called 5 Steps to 6 Figures. And what do you need to delegate? Just because you can do it doesn't mean you should. And this is probably a whole nother episode, but making good use of the people and the tools around you, the technologies and the people around you that can help you get things done. So delegate as much as you can, and delegate as much as you can at home. Teach your kids how to make their own lunch. Teach your kids how to do their laundry. I think my son was probably, I want to say 11 or 12 when he started sorting his own laundry and washing it and folding it by himself. And now he's an independent college kid, and he's probably one of the only college kids that actually separates his clothes and washes his lights and darks separately. So delegate as much as you can at home and at work, and batch your tasks. So there's a study that says that when you shift between doing one thing and another, and if you are a multitasker and you're shifting from doing emails to putting in a load of laundry to, you know, getting lunch prepared for the kids, there's a cost of switching. So if you're doing emails, set aside enough time on your calendar to burn through a bunch of emails, because you're already there. You're in email mode, you're in writing mode, and you will get so much more done than if you shift from social media to email, social media to email. So batch your social media tasks too. Set a half hour on your calendar every day where you're showing up in your social media feed, and then be done with it. Right? Set a time in your day where you're responding to emails. Set a time in your day when you're burning through the phone calls that you need to make, both personally and professionally. And get help at home as well. No matter how poor I've felt in my lifetime, I've always had someone to help out with house cleaning periodically. It just feels good to be able to focus on things that need and require my attention and my brain power, and cleaning my bathroom is not one of those. So get as much help as you can afford, and pay attention to your mental health. So in this age of heightened anxiety because of COVID-19, the coronavirus, pay close attention to your mental health. In today's Launch Lab Mastermind call, we just opened it up for all the anxiety that people are feeling. So you have to acknowledge, you can't shove under the rug what's going on in your mind or what's going on with you spiritually. I, for one, have feelings of a heightened sense of anxiety right now. So what does that mean? It means I am prioritizing in my time, in my day, meditation, compassion, yoga, things that take the stress and anxiety away that cause me to be off my mental game. So I can't focus on my business if I'm feeling anxious. So taking time for mental health in your day. And also pay attention to how you are speaking to yourself. So there have been other studies that say about 75% of what you think, or 78% of your thoughts, are actually negative. They're thoughts that are actually dragging you down. They're driven by fear, doubt, uncertainty, confusion, and they swirl around repeatedly throughout the day. And what you think is what you become. So if you're driven by fear and anxiety, you create a lot of things to be scared and anxious about. So I literally guarantee that you can treat yourself worse than any boss you have ever had, because what you think is also running your day. So I'll devote entire future episodes on how to master your inner game. But for right now, you just need to rewrite that script. And so if you feel like you're falling behind, if you feel like I am not as far along as I want to be, rewrite that and say, hey, I'm in the process of launching my business. I'm in the process of figuring out how to be more effective. That little phrase, in the process of, is a gift. It gives you the gift of time, the gift of grace, the gift of forgiveness, and enables you to take the time you need to figure out your focus and get your systems in place and get your marketing machine running. So I'm in the process of creating a marketing machine that hums and gets me new clients on a regular basis. So write some of those down. Write down your own affirmation of what you are in the process of creating. So if you're feeling overwhelmed and not making progress that you want to make, instead of beating yourself up, just give yourself a break. And I love this this quote from Anne Lamott. There's a book she wrote called Bird by Bird, and it's geared toward writers, but I think it applies to entrepreneurs as well. Almost all good writing begins with terrible first efforts. You need to start somewhere. Start by getting something, anything, down on paper. What I've learned to do when I sit down to work on a shitty first draft is to quiet the voices in my head. So that's all you have to do. You have to sit down and write your shitty first draft. And if that's a shitty first draft of your course or your email or your newsletter, whatever that is that you're creating, all you have to do is sit down in the chair, get your first draft out, then you'll have plenty of time to adjust and rewrite. Sometimes getting that first draft out and then sleeping on it and coming back to it with fresh eyes in the morning can bring a beautiful piece of marketing material to life or bring a beautiful talk to life. So give yourself a break. Be kind to yourself. And if you missed earlier episodes, I highly recommend you grab episode 3 about fake progress. It's super important that you do the right things in the right order. Otherwise, you might feel busy and overwhelmed and really not be getting anywhere fast. So you've got this, and I've got your back. And hey, before you go anywhere, there is a way for you to get more training and more support from me in the Life After Corporate Facebook group. It's where I take your questions and dive deeper into the skills you need to be a successful CEO and not burn out in the process. And each month, I deliver a new live training that will help you get the money flowing in your new business. That's it for now. I'll see you real soon. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.